My comments about United Resource Management and the fact that they've been inspected again and failed many tests from the New South Wales Police has prompted a call from a listener in Queensland. Tony's on the line. G'day, Tony.
Thanks for taking the call, Ray.
It's all right, mate. You've got a story to tell.
Yeah, about 5 years ago, I was 15 years in the New South Wales Coppers and working in that Cromer area.
Right.
I left because of some PTSD. I started working for them and they knew I came from a police background, and they decided they sacked me because I refused to work over 12 hours, which you're only allowed to do by law with a heavy vehicle.
Yeah.
So 5 years ago, they were still, you know, operating a shonky sort of business. It ended up before the Industrial Relations Court.
How'd you end up? What happened?
Well, to tell you the truth, I think they put a course on what I can say. But let's say I walked out of the court smiling and they will cry.
Okay, all right. Well, let's not put a jeopardy whatever happened in court, right?
Yep.
But while you're talking, I've just, because my staff gave you a surname, which I won't broadcast here, but it says here, and actually it was long ago than what you said, but that doesn't matter. The Transport Workers Union says you were consistently told by the contract United Resource Management Group that you should work 14-hour shifts. You researched it because of your background, and you said to them, no, you're wrong. And they said, no, we're right, you're wrong. And it went on. Obviously, you were right. The commission at that stage found the dismissal was harsh, unreasonable and unjust. And then, obviously, an agreement was reached. And at that time, United Resource Management provided garbage collection services for 9 Sydney councils. They were involved in the death of a grandmother, one of their vehicles, that is, in February of this year. And they were inspected and found to be at fault with quite a number of vehicles. They were inspected again yesterday, and it appears, Tony, that nothing's changed in the interim.
No, and it's annoying every weekend. They're the naming sponsor on Manly Rugby League Club and Brookvale Oval. Look at their jerseys. URM are the naming sponsor.
Oh, that's them, is it? United. Yes. I didn't know who they were.
Yes, and it's annoying that, you know, they're putting forward on such a great game. A great, you know,
yeah.
They're a great company, and yet they're operating like this.
Well, let me tell you now, given that they were under the microscope back in February for the death of the poor grandmother, and that's the matter of a court case, and I can comment little on that because someone's facing serious charges, but in relation to the fact that the New South Wales Police keep going there and keep finding their vehicles not roadworthy, I'll be talking about that, and I'll be up them for the rent. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate it. He's up in Queensland, 131873.